Our Axel Locker Room chat here continues on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with head coach now, Jason Sinan with the Axel Eagle Boys. I'm Corinne Provitt. It's Locker Room Chat provided by Blue Valley Technologies, St. Pick of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Fair games, last time we spoke, coach, a huge win over the Hanover Wildcats, 65-62. What a victory there against the Wildcats, making the comeback in the third quarter and taking the lead all the way to the end of regulation. And then also, just to kind of throw a cherry on top, a 100-point game also, and a victory over Pawnee City, 100-29. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
You know, that Hanover game was a game for us that, you know, we not needed, but we needed to play well after we played against them last time. We kind of struggled. We didn't play our best. And so just for the confidence side of things, we need to get there. And, you know, we kind of start out the first quarter a little slow. You know, we're down 17-6, but I thought we were getting a lot of good shots. We just weren't finishing. We just weren't making them. And so we kind of told the boys that. We kind of got on a roll there. I think we outscored them in the second quarter, kind of got back into it going into halftime. And then we're kind of just teetering there for a little bit. And then we finally got over the hump and then didn't look back. I thought in the game situation, we didn't do a good job guarding the three-point line. But we hit enough free throws down the stretch to pull that out. And then last night versus Pawnee City, you know, got down the court, ran a lot on them, shot a lot of layups in transition. Just our speed kind of showed and our athleticism kind of showed in that game.
Well, going back to that Hanover matchup, Logan Sandman finishing 26 points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks. He also led the scoring the first time there against Hanover in the TVL championship game. I mean, you know, talking about a player like Logan Sandman, kind of how great it is to kind of have him back here on the team healthy and, you know, what he'll mean in these final three games of the regular season as well as the postseason up and coming.
He's an impact player as far as offensively and defenses. Like, you have to account for him. He's a tough guard, one-on-one in the post, and so you kind of have to throw some double teams, sometimes even triple teams. And if that's the case, guards are open on the outside, or guards are cutting to the basket. So he puts a lot of pressure on the defense when he's in the post, and we get him the ball. On the defensive side, you know, sometimes going in there shooting over 6-6 is challenging, and he kind of cleans up the boards there. I thought he got really active in the second half on the glass and, you know, kind of controlled that. And it's really devastating to teams when they get one shot and they're done every single time. I think the first half, I think Hanover ended up with 13 or 14 offensive rebounds, and I think they got 3 in the second half. And so he really did a good job of securing the defensive glass boards for us, and it led to more success on the offensive end.
Well, he improved to 19-1 this season, 7-0 in the Twin Valley League. You only have 3 more games remaining on the year. Here upcoming on Friday, Blue Valley Randolph, next Tuesday, Centralia, and to finish it off next Thursday against Clifton Clyde. But what are some keys these upcoming matchups? A good Blue Valley Randolph team that's picking up some steam, and then also Centralia, a team they had to battle back against in the TBL tournament, but were unable to come out and get the victory in the end.
Yeah, there's 3 league opponents, you know, all have a tradition. Blue Valley's a team that's in our sub-states, and then, you know, Clifton Clyde and Centralia, you know, have been the top teams in our league for as long as I can remember, and so there'll be challenges. 2 of those are on the road, so that's another challenge in itself. But, you know, right now, this time of the year, kind of staying fresh, kind of keeping our legs. I don't know if other coaches are feeling this, but with the 23-game schedule now, not really having extra time, kind of jam-packed anything, I could definitely tell a little bit a couple weeks ago that we were definitely feeling the crunch of playing so many games back-to-back and not having some days off in there. And so we're trying to keep them a little fresh, go shorter in practice, give them a couple days off here and there. And so I think that's going to be key going forward here, is just being able to handle that. I guess in the NBA they call that load management, but I guess that load management as we go the rest of the way.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chat.
All right, thanks, Crendon.
That's head coach Jason Tynan with the Axtell Eagle Boys. Upcoming for Axtell here on Friday, Blue Valley Randolph, and next Tuesday, it's the Centralia Panthers.